the intro.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I am your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. Let's tell a true story about Tabitha. She's a real long-term client, down over 120 pounds, and has overcome serious medical conditions in a rough past. Now, at least now, about pretty much anything you could ask her. So with her permission, I share this from a check-in. So here's a real-life example of a classic terrible, horrible, awful, no good, very bad day. Exactly 126 minutes after she woke up, Tabitha decided, well, I should have stayed in bed. Why 126 minutes? Well, she's highly sensitive about time, quite anal retentive about a few things and just about everything else, it appears, or it would appear at least then. Everything was already going totally wrong. Her blender burned out in the morning in an attempt to make her healthy breakfast, her healthy breakfast smoothie. She got her key stuck in the handle of her front door. Even though she had a deadbolt for fear of break-ins, she, in a stroke of genius, decided to try and loosen the key to get it out with a rock, and this left her with the bow of the key attached to the keychain and the blade of the key stuck in the door. Well, she'll worry about that later. Hey, at least worry postponement is a legitimate cognitive technique. Her perfectly engineered morning was already in shambles. There is, of course, construction on the freeway, okay? And she was forced to exit along with every other driver on the freeway, and things slowed to a crawl, but too slow for the type of construction that was happening. On account of what she learned later that day, as it was on the news, that there was a naked man that got a little too rambunctious on phenylcyclohexylpiperidine, also known as PCP, or angel dust. Giving the police a run for their money. Mortified at being 32 minutes late to work, her department meeting had already started. She raged to her desk and saw a vague note from Lumberg. Lumberg. The nickname she'd given her beloved supervisor that said, "We need to talk ASAP." What started as irritation became concern and a little shame, and then became gut-wrenching anxiety. I must speak with him now, or else. She was even peeking around, her pupils dilated and her heart rate racing as if to fend off predators. She sat for a moment, or stood for a moment, to gather her wits, get her wits about her, and go through every possible conversation she could imagine before she spoke with him. Well, she probably missed her opportunity to speak with him now because he'd be in the, oh shit, the meeting! She raged to the meeting in the very last second, stopped at the door, walked in calmly, found a seat and sat down, and she noticed something strange. Lumberg was gone! A co-worker next to her could kind of read her mind because, you know, body language makes that easy sometimes, and leaned over and said that Lumberg was missing the meeting because he was speaking with the Greens. The Greens? Seriously? That's her account. And they were across town. I know the last interaction I had with the Greens may have been strange, but okay, wait, was it? Or am I making stuff up? Anyway, who cares? That could only be horrible news. If Lumberg is talking with the Greens, and needs to talk to me ASAP. What happened? What if they're quitting? What if he's going to yell at me? What if I'm fired? What if? The more she thought about we need to talk ASAP, the worse she felt. Urgency and panic were building fast. The rest of the meeting may as well have been a blur. She shambled back to her desk, already defeated by the disasters that she cooked up in her head. And Tabitha plopped into her chair in her cubicle, went to the drawer and pulled out a first aid kit. She pulled out a first aid kit. And in that box, when she opened up the first aid kit, was an assortment of chocolates. She went right for the big guns. Ghirardelli premium miniature chocolate morsels for baking. For baking your mind, right? Today's gone to hell. I can't stand it when Lumberg pulls this crap. What a nightmare. She poured it out into her hand and popped a small handful as if it were extra strength headache medicine. Mmm, these are delicious. Why does this crap always have to happen to me? This is bullshit. Why do we even bother with it? What's the point? In her venting and vicing, she took a decent portion of what could have been a salvaged morning to look up job openings in competing organizations. As a slightly morbid aside, this story is what turned me on to liking these chocolate morsels. They're delicious and freakishly easy to eat. And a small sprinkle on oats or sweet potatoes goes very far. Except, you know, when Lumberg is being a dill hole, then you need the extra strength BS medicine to deal with that, right? Of course, you must, or else. Now, Tabitha has been frustrated on multiple accounts on a short time period, right? Right. It's also clear how Tabitha may have gotten herself into a little bit of double trouble, right? Right. She was blowing things way out of proportion, reading minds, making up stories, venting, vicing, and now goofing, and many other things that would contribute to upgrading what was really an accidental frustration, a result of chance, into a purposeful emotional disturbance that actually handicaps her mental capacity, her work capacity, and further cripples her frustration tolerance. What do any of us know about this note? Nothing. Only that it's a note with a note on it, right? All she could do, all Tabitha could do is speculate. In other words, she could only make stuff up. That's it. Stuff that made sense to her in her currently borked state of mind, that is. And then assume any or all of those things that she blatantly made up were factual. And then, as any true detective would do, take those fabrications, take those inferences, those speculations, and then form concrete judgments about them, and just blatantly assume those are true. Or, in the strokes of prophetic wisdom people apparently have when they're upset, convince themselves that they've already happened, that these judgments have already come to pass and they are now teleported into the future. She had already been fired, right? And so while munching on her chocolate chips, she was using the company time to look for openings at other organizations. Because logic. The only verifiable evidence she had was a note that communicated a desire to meet. The rest of the morning was a series of operational frustrations which she leveraged to further frustrate her emotions, her achievement, and her sense of fairness. So what's really happening here? In Tabitha's mind, which she told TKN, honestly now, at that time, it's that she couldn't stand how Lumberg acted. Couldn't stand that he wrote the note that way. Couldn't stand what the note obviously meant at the time. And couldn't stand the constructive outcomes of all the strange things that she made up. And for that reason, decided to medicate herself and come to the super duper logical conclusion that those destructive outcomes that she had fabricated already happened. So she vented and viced and decided that it was best at the time to look at other career paths, because duh. Indeed, it was more that she couldn't stand the tremendous amount of biological distress she was causing herself on account of the emotional disturbances that she crafted almost out of a vacuum. As a result, she decided the most efficacious use of her time was to distract from and medicate her almost entirely fabricated emotional disturbance that led to her distress. When Tabitha feels like this, and many other people as well, they, at the time, feel like they'll do just about whatever it takes because this awful feeling and terrible tension must go away. It has to, or else. The dire need, the urgency, the dire need to shrink, avoid, and distract from, and medicate the feelings that arise from frustrating stimuli, rather than the frustrating stimuli itself, to seek a catharsis, the relieving of that tension, as soon as possible, like the scratching of a terrible itch. This is the calling card of frustration intolerance. Frustration intolerance. Frustration intolerance is the cause of so many debilitating conditions, and it practically always leads to an emotional disturbance and chronic pathological distress, pathological stress. With such powers of reason, okay? Finally, we can get to the beef of frustration intolerance. Okay, this is like the extreme side of low frustration tolerance, so you become completely, quote, completely intolerant of frustration. The next chunk is diving into this deeper so as to detect frustration and tolerance, discriminate between contributing factors, and then dispute the reality of your situation rationally. With such powers of reason, you can downgrade any emotional disturbance back to a practical frustration again, and then vanquish your foe with the magical powers of reasonableness. That's all she wrote today. Thank you so much for learning. Stay rational. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Cashy? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Cashy is out!